everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. My name is Nicole, and I'm so happy that you could join us today. As a family member or friend, it can be very difficult to watch those whom we love abandon their beliefs. We understand that we all have the right to make decisions for ourselves, yet it can still be difficult when we feel that those around us are not making the right choice. So what do we do? Do we confront them? Do we get angry? The best thing that we can do is to love them. A couple years ago, my sister decided that she no longer wanted to go to church. She was 18 and had made certain decisions in her life that led her to believe that this was the best answer. We had all grown up attending church every Sunday, so you can imagine how shocked and upset my mother was and how hard that was for the rest of the family. She had raised us in the gospel, and now to have one of her daughters leave, it was disheartening. But what could she do? Sometimes our instant reaction may be to reject or lash out towards those who make different decisions than we would. But this was the time that my sister needed us the most. We knew that if we reacted in a negative way, the gospel and the church would leave a bad taste in her mouth. Instead, we decided to show her love and understanding and always strive to make her feel welcome with the hope that God knew what he was doing with her. I recently read a post by Robin Zenger Baker, and she gives us some helpful insights as to several steps that we can take to seek understanding. The first one is to learn from others who have struggled. It's very important that we look at other examples of people or families that have gone through the same thing and be able to reach out, maybe ask them questions, see how they were able to cope and how they made it work with their family. We can ask for advice on how to handle this particular situation, and we can learn from their successes or their mistakes. The second one is to recognize that they are also God's children. And I just personally feel that this is the most important step that we can take. We are all God's children, and he loves us no matter what. And so when we remember that and we look at people with godly eyes, or when we look at people with heavenly eyes, we'll be able to see them for what they truly are and not just the decisions that they make. Number three is to focus on success. Look at the positive side. Look at all of the good things that these people do. Embrace the positive. Let them know that you're proud of their successes, that you're proud for all the great things that they're doing, and never make them feel like this one choice, just because you don't agree with it, defines who they are entirely. Number four is adjust our expectations. So many times we expect things in our life to go a certain way, and when they don't, we're kind of blindsided. So just remember, life is messy. Things are going to happen, and it's okay. Just focus on the good things. Number five is to gain insight. And this step I feel is very important too. As I spoke and sat down with my sister and talked to her and let her communicate with me instead of me just trying to fix the problem, I was able to gain certain insights as to how she saw things and how she was feeling and what was going on in her head and in her heart. And so that definitely helped me see things from a different point of view. And it helped me understand more what she was going through. And then from there, I was able to kind of reevaluate my thoughts and reevaluate my actions and try and figure out a different way of reaching out to her with love in a way that she would respond positively. Number six is to continue to show love. I think the worst thing that we can ever do is to shun somebody away or to push somebody away just because they've made a decision that you might not certainly agree with. Continue to show them love. Continue to invite them to family activities or church activities, even if they don't want to come. Continue to let them know that they matter, that they're important, and that no matter what, that you will always be there. Number seven is to hold on to hope. The gospel is nothing if it isn't about hope. And I feel like this is also a very important step that we can remember that things will always work out, even if they're not in the way that we would like them to, that our Heavenly Father has a plan for us. He has a plan for our friends. He has a plan for our family members, and he knows what he's doing. Number eight, and the last step, is to maintain an eternal view. I know that this step can be hard because when things are happening in the moment, It can be difficult to look ahead and to have that eternal perspective, but it's important that we take time to think, okay, where is this going from here? Where is it going to end up? And how can we get there? How can we make the best out of this situation? And how can we keep an eternal perspective and know that this is just a small little thing in the whole grand scheme of things? It's been a couple years since my sister decided to walk away from the church, and she is still my best friend. A couple months ago, we were actually sitting and talking, you know, like we usually do, and she mentioned that she had recently started attending church with a friend from work. Her friend had also had a similar situation and started attending church again and invited my sister along to go with her. I expressed how happy I was for her, and one of the things that impacted me the most was that she turned to me and said, thank you for loving me and thank you for never judging me. And that really made me feel just so good inside to know that she knew that I loved her. So for those that may be having a difficult time, for those that might have doubts, I want you to know that you are loved and that nothing can take your worth away and that you will always be welcomed with open arms. The Savior works the same way. He will never force us to come to Him. Instead, He extends His hand and waits until we're ready to grab on. And He will wait as long as we need because He loves us. Remember to visit MormonChannel.org for daily shows, videos, blogs, and much more.